And welcome to the pregame coaches show right here on Sterling High School Radio. I'm your host, Rob Strauss, with head boys basketball coach Rob Attine and coach tip off in a few minutes here. Let's go backwards a couple days, 48 hours ago, and talk a little bit about the opening round game with Barnegat. You guys came away with a pretty decisive victory in the second half, led by Devin Tootin with 24 points. He had 19 in the first half. Tell us a little bit about that performance.
Yeah, he was on fire. I told him before the game, I said, nobody can stop you. I just don't forget about your teammates. If they're waiting in the lane to take charges, make sure you're dishing off to your teammates. And we shared the ball in the second half, and everybody had a little piece of it. But Devin definitely set the tone, and he's been the best player all year, and he's one of the best players in South Jersey in my mind.
Anybody else that stood out to you? And I know you said it was a team effort, game, but I mean, Devin Tootin had 19 at the first half. It seemed like some other guys stepped up in the second half.
No-brainer. I think freshman Chris Rowe and Ryan Smith held down the second quarter for us a little bit, and Kevin Gilligan owned the third, and then Jelani James was 7-for-7 from the foul line and for 9 points in the fourth quarter, what a senior point guard should do, and we're tough to beat when everybody's scoring and playing well together.
Was it what you expected from that team? That tough team, you said it was a really scrappy kind of team, came in here and they knew they were going to give you a run for their money. Really high-scoring affair. Was the scouting report true from what you researched?
Yes. I think having the super fans behind our bench, I know that really helped us out a lot, but I think our kids got too amped up and forgot about the game plan and forgot about their defensive responsibilities and forgot about rebounding and playing a game of basketball. Once they settled down, the super fans definitely carried us through the rest of the game. So.
And that was good. That was going to lead me into my next question with the super fans. I've been here 9 years. You've been here a lot longer.
Yeah.
In my 9 years here, I don't think I've ever seen the gym that electric of an atmosphere. Tell us a little bit about the super fans and how you decided to move them from the opposite side of the court to behind your bench this year.
It was just an idea of mine. You know, I'm getting older now. I'm 40, and before, sometimes you overthink, and you didn't know how kids are going to respond to it with their buddies being that close to them. And in timeouts, you know, I wear a hearing aid, so if I can't hear my own kids, you know, I was just more concerned about our team makeup and if we were tough enough to respond. And the way I thought about it, we only had one home game. Let's go all out. I felt we were the better team. We're the fifth seed for a reason, and let's just do it. And it definitely worked out. And now they're on their way down to Bridgeton with a fan bus, so they definitely caught the fever. And it's high school basketball. It's the way it's supposed to be, and I'm glad the kids got to experience it.
It's nice to have the super fans back in that amount of attendance. I mean, they came out. They were there for the girls' game a little bit, but more so in the boys' game. Do you think that kind of affected Barnegat at all in that game?
Yes, I think in the second half, no doubt. But it definitely affected our play. And, in turn, Barnegat started getting a little rattled, throw the ball all over the gym a little bit. And then we got some easy buckets. We went on a 7-0 run and then an 8-2 run. And that changes. In high school basketball, that's it. All you need is one big quarter to win a basketball game. And you got to credit the fans. You know, I like to give more credit to my teammates and the guys who are on the court. But no doubt, I think, high school kids like that, and they definitely thrive off that.
Yeah, the players obviously fed off of that energy that they had, because, like I said, that gym was absolutely on fire from beginning to end.
No doubt.
Even when you guys started pulling away in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, it seemed like the super fans were always there and always doing their thing. So
a lot of fun.
Looking ahead to this game, starting off in about 10 minutes or so, Bridgeton going. It's a bus ride. We got about a 45 minutes to an hour bus ride. Weather's not supposed to be great tonight. What do you know about Bridgeton coming into this game?
They're just dangerous. They got number one, very big. They're quick. Anybody can score at any time. They play in a tough conference. They're fourth seed for a reason. They're tough in their building. It's going to be a tough task, but we're playing well too, and they got to worry about us too. So we're excited. We're excited for the challenge, and, let's play ball.
Bridgeton, in their opening round matchup, defeated Buna and put up 96 points on the board. Does that concern you guys at all?
Yeah, no doubt. It's good. I'm glad it happened the game right before, so our guys are on their toes. And, if we defend and we rebound, that's why we're going to win the game. I have confidence in us scoring and getting some easy buckets. But I think our defense as a whole is what's going to win the game for us.
Defensively, are you guys going to change anything or what's the game plan going into this game as opposed to the Barney game in the opening round matchup?
We're going to stick to what got us there. We're not going to, you know, I'll have a couple tricks off my sleeve if needed, but I trust the game plan, and these guys just need to do their job. If they do their job, we'll be fine.
Talk to us a little bit about missing Tyler Blair. He was a starter for majority of your season, and now with the leg injury, he's not going to be able to. He might not even be okay. I mean, baseball season's right around the corner. He thinks he should be okay for April-ish. How much of an impact does that make in your starting lineup?
He's just such a spark plug and a team leader. And without him in the lineup, we were reluctant to go man-to-man because he's such a great on-the-ball defender and usually guards the team's best player. So we're going back to our zone. I trust my guys if we have to go man, but we're a better zone team right now. And other guys have stepped up. It's a privilege to play high school basketball. You don't take anything for granted. And Tyler is living proof. And he's got such a good spirit. He's dressed up as one of the coaching staff. We're going to introduce him as a coaching staff. He's always asking questions and helping out with subs. And that's just everybody needs a Tyler Blair on their team. And we're just so thankful for him, his family. And, they're just a great bunch of people. And he epitomizes what a Sterling student-athlete should be.
And he's just a junior, so you will have him around for next year.
Yeah, no doubt.
Which should play a huge part into your team for next season. Super fan support coming down, a busload of 50 crazy super fans. Not quite the number that you had on Monday night, but what do you expect out of the super fans tonight?
I can't wait to see them. They're great. Joe Manchin and Andrew Miller are leading a great bunch. I don't usually see them during the school day, so it's good to see different faces, and I'm excited to see it. I'm sure they got some tricks up their sleeve also, and it's just going to be a great, great atmosphere, and we're going to try to make it our house, even though it's theirs.
The X factor for tonight's game, from a head coaching standpoint, what do you think the X factor is? A lot of people say it's, you know, not turning the ball over or making your foul shots. What do you think the key is for tonight's game for you guys to come out victorious?
It's team rebounding, limiting them one shot, one and done shot, and get it and go. Force them to get back on defense, you know, and have to guard us. So, team rebounding.
Winner of this game will take on the top half of the bracket in Haddonfield. Haddonfield has
Cedar Creek,
always dangerous as well. What do you expect out of that matchup tonight?
I think Haddonfield, they got a big time revenge on their mind, so I think they're going to be focused. They're playing great basketball. And, you know, I have to go with my conference, you know, foe, even though we battle and we're rivals, you know, you still want the conference to do well. It's just for some bragging rights. So we're excited. We want to win this game, and we want to relive history from 2 years ago. So,
Coach, best of luck tonight. And, let's bring home a W tonight for the Knights.
Thanks for everything.
All right.
You guys do a great job.
Thank you very much, Robbie. Tip off coming up shortly. It's boys basketball, second round, South Jersey Group 2 playoff, taking on the Bridgeton Bulldogs. You're listening to Sterling High School Radio. We'll be back with tip-off right after this.